Father God, I just thank you that you call me to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. And I thank you that you put me with my husband, partners in ministry. And now, Lord, I thank you for all of these precious people who are here, a part of your church, Heritage International Christian Church. Thank you, Lord. You brought us together for just such a time as this. Now, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, who's our teacher, our helper, our healer, our deliverer. I thank you for opening up our eyes to spiritual understanding so we can understand the word in order to do it. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. And today my message is, last week Pastor was talking about praise. So today I'm talking about the praise benefit. I tell you, there is a benefit to praise. See, praise brings the presence of the Lord, and there's breakthrough in praise. There is breakthrough in praise. And Psalm 22:3 says, God inhabits the praises of his people. So when we want God to come on the scene, we begin to praise, and his presence comes. Now, let's look at a scripture in Psalms 9. And we're start at verse 1. And let's stand for the reading of the scripture. Good exercise. Psalm 9, verse 1. Okay, I'll wait a while. Your page is still turning. Okay. All right, Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. You may be seated. Isn't that powerful? When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. So see, that's one of the benefits of praise. When you begin to praise God, his presence comes on the scene, and the enemy is turned back every time. And sometimes we can have a fear that God won't be in our future. And so when storms of life are coming against us, or circumstances or whatever, you don't always feel like praising. You understand me? When it's a huge problem before you, and you won't feel like praising. And see, here's what's going on. A fear is there. You're not even aware of the fear. A fear that God may not deliver you, that God may not help you, that God may not be in your future. But see, that's the enemy trying to prevent you from entering over into that praise. See, your most valuable possession in life is God's daily presence. Your most valuable possession. It's not just money. People think it's just money. But money can't heal you. It can't deliver you. Money can't do that. But God's presence, his daily presence. And there are some people who are afraid of the presence of God. I remember when I was in Tulsa. Yay, she's on her way to Tulsa. Woo-hoo. Praise the Lord. I had invited a co-worker to church with me, and she would come to church, and she'd just jump up and walk out. And later I asked her, why was she walking out? And she told me she would sense the presence of God there, and she was afraid of it. Wow. Now, let's look at another scripture, because I love the book of Psalms. It is just loaded. Psalms 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. in the presence, there's fullness of joy. Wow. And then let's look at another one, because we got to have the scripture in order to know what you're praising about. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do you see that? Rejoice evermore. Now, we're going to stay in the will of God. We're going to rejoice all the time, no matter what. And then, of course, I'm going to flip back to Philippians 4:4. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, he's telling us who to rejoice in. It's the Lord. We rejoice in the Lord. Then Ephesians 5, 18, starting at verse 18. And it says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. See, it's the Holy Spirit inside of us who helps us to praise. I'm glad I discovered that. Verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's all things unto God. Now, some people think they thank God for everything. It's not saying thank him for everything. The devil steal your car. You don't thank God for that. God didn't take it. The devil did. But in everything, we give thanks to the Lord. Because I remember, I wasn't planning to tell this, but I had a rental car. Some of you heard it. Parked it right out in front of the church in the office in the evening. And my car was stolen. I stepped out. Where my car? Gone. My car rental totally disappeared. And so what did I do? I just began to praise the Lord. Right there in the lobby, I just began to praise the Lord and thank God. Don't you know, of course I got the car back. Yes, I got it back. See, praise will always bring you the victory. Praise will always bring you the victory. I remember in it's college days now. We just farewell April. She's going away to college. Well, I remember when I was wanting to get my master's in social work, and I had no money. So I applied for a scholarship at the University of Alabama. Roll Tide. Okay. All right. So anyway, applied for a scholarship. This is a two-year program, so I need a two-year scholarship to be able to go. I had zero. You understand me? No money. And my parents had no money. I needed a miracle. Do y'all understand me? I needed a miracle. And I never forget. I was at my grandmother's house because I'd go live with her in the summertime. She lived in the city and I was in the country. And so the Lord began to speak to me, and he showed me, because I hadn't heard nothing from the scholarship, and it's nearing time to start to school. And he said, begin to praise me. See, now my little church in the country, they didn't know how to teach me that. They hadn't taught me that. But the Holy Ghost, who is the teacher, he showed me to begin to praise. And so all of a sudden, I just began to say, well, Lord, I thank you. And then the Holy Spirit rose up and helped me. I began to cry and weep, thanking God. Because he showed me, begin to see it already done. See yourself with the scholarship. And I praised him. Boom, brought the victory. Well, of course I got the two-year scholarship. Hallelujah. I'm alumni of the University of Alabama. Roll Tide. All right, yeah, I got some in the house. Yes. You see, we praise God for his faithfulness to his word. Praise will also bring healing. Did y'all know that? It'll bring victory, but it'll bring healing as well. This is some years ago. I had a big knot under my arm. And, ooh, that's a scary thing. And I told Pastor about it. And it sort of scared him. And he called up his brother, who's a surgeon. And of course, you know what a doctor gonna say. He said, well, yeah, she need to go to the doctor and let them cut it. I'm like, ooh, I ain't let no doctor cut me. I said, whoa, ha. You know, doctors will love to cut you, especially if they're surgeons. I remember 7 years ago, something was wrong with me, and I went was running, getting tests and all that different stuff. They couldn't figure out what it was. And finally, up in Louisville, this doctor, he found, say, I let him run all other tests. But finally, he said, well, now, since I can't find what it is, he said, I'm going to stick a needle in your head. I said, no, you're not. I said, no, you're not. That's the end of that. So anyway, when that thought came to me, that doctor, he going to cut me. I said, no, I ain't going. So I said, Lord, it's time for me to seek Jesus. Jesus, you're my doctor now. You're my doctor. And so I began to seek the Lord. And guess what? He gave me a dream. And in the dream, I was praising God for my healing. See, I didn't know you could praise him for your healing. And so in the dream, I saw myself praising God. And so the next day I got up and I began to do it. I just began to praise God and thank God. Do you know he healed me? I didn't have to go let no surgeon cut me. Huh? Praise will bring healing. Yes. See, something happens when you praise. Acts 16, let's turn it right quick. Pastor read that one. I love that one. Acts 16, 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Yes, the power of praise. Another Tulsa story. I was in a car accident. I was from the country and pulled out in front of another car and realized there was a whole nother lane over there. But praise God, he protected me. I wasn't injured. But while I'm sitting there waiting for the policeman to come, and see, I need a miracle, because here I am at Rhema Bible College. You can only miss 2 days and graduate. And so I'm 13 miles from Rhema. I can't walk to college. So how am I going to get there? I needed a miracle. And so, but sitting there, car been totaled out. While I'm sitting there waiting for the police to come, the Holy Spirit brought this scripture back to me. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. He showed me right there beginning to sing praise. In other words, he showed me do what the word said, do. Sitting right there waiting for the police to come, I began to praise, and sure enough, of course, God came through. Amen. Yes. And he met the need. Now, 2 Chronicles, because I love this one. 2 Chronicles 20, we'll look at verse 21. This is a story about Jehoshaphat. He had three armies coming against him. Can you imagine that? But here's something I want you all to understand, because some people may wonder, how is it that praise will work because of the covenant? You see, God had cut a covenant with Abraham to pass down to the seed. And so Jehoshaphat, he was a part of that. And so verse 21, it said, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, said ambushments against the army of Ammon. Yeah, he put confusion in their ranks. And then verse 22, 25, the end of that said, and they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. They gathered up all of the silver and the gold. You see, praise brought them the wealth. You see. Can you imagine that? Just think on that for a while. Three armies coming against them, and the Lord instructed them to praise.
Here comes another Tulsa story. This is Tulsa Day. Pastor and I, we had just, Pastor had just taken on his first little church, and they had a, what you call a parsonage. And so we were getting ready to move into the parsonage, and we had no furniture. And so we needed furniture, and so we went down to a furniture store and asked them if we could get it on credit. Y'all know what that means, you know, let you have it on credit. And they said, no, you don't qualify. You ain't got no credit. So they said we couldn't have it. So we went down to a rent-a-center. Y'all know what that is too, don't you? I'm sure you heard of a rent-a-center. Oh, and that kind of furniture. You know, we didn't want that, but it was like, well, we got to get something. So we went on down to rent-a-center and had gotten the contract and everything. But I heard a message. We got a hold of a message from Brother Hagin where he was talking about the praise cure. And so when we got a hold of it, see, Pastor and I, we believe in acting on the word. So we were in that little parsonage, you know, and we were sleeping on an air mattress. And I tell you, that night, once we got a hold of that revelation, that praise will bring the power of God on the scene. Praise will help you. Praise will deliver you. And we began to praise the Lord all over that house that night. We began to praise God, thanking God, saying, God, deliver us from rent-a-center. Woo! Deliver us from rent-a-center. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the next morning, here I am at work, at my office. I worked at Hillcrest Medical Center and got a phone call from Rent-A-Center. I'm talking about the miracle guy. And they said, we went out to deliver the furniture and the house was so bad, there was no way we were going to deliver it. We're not going to deliver the furniture to you. Well, I knew God had worked a miracle. I don't know what house they went to, but the Parsons was a nice three-bedroom brick house. It was not a bad house. But do you see, God worked a miracle. So then when God had worked a miracle, because once you sign a contract, how you going to get out of it? You see, God worked a miracle. They said, we're not going to deliver that furniture. So then that evening, I said, let's go on down. We went on down to the number one store in Tulsa, Manhattan. Doesn't that sound good? Woo! Manhattan Furniture. Went in there and picked out the furniture we wanted. Say we wanted to get it on credit. Boom! They gave it to us. Do y'all see that? Praise will deliver you! Hallelujah! Because guess what? We have a covenant with God too. Abraham, Jehoshaphat, they had a covenant with God. That blood covenant was based on the blood of animals. But God kept a covenant with them in order to bless them. Well, he cut a covenant with us, and it's the blood of Jesus that was shed for us on that cross. The blood of Jesus that gives us the right to have our needs met, to be delivered. And see, right here, this word, the New Testament, it is the words of the covenant. The power that's in that covenant, you cannot be denied because you've been qualified by the blood of Jesus. You cannot be denied. And so when you know you can't be denied, when the enemy start coming against you instead of running, oh, getting depressed, being sad, being weary, doubting, being afraid, you rise up and begin to praise your Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, your Lord. You remember your covenant, see, when you begin to praise him, you're thanking him. It's nothing you did to qualify yourself. We did nothing to qualify ourselves. It's the blood of Jesus. Only the blood could qualify us. Because it's the blood that gave us the inheritance. So we want to practice praising the Lord at home. My mother, she used to get up, and they call it moaning in her feet washing church. He woke me up early this morning. Oh, he woke me up early this morning. And he started me on my way. She would go all through that house worshiping the Lord. You see, and my mother and father, yes, they had the issue, but do you know what? They stayed married 71 years. I said 71 years. See, people don't get divorces. People People don't get the voices whose house is filled with praise. I said, people don't get the voices whose house is filled with praise. And see, the devil can't stay around worship. Worship confuses him. But he will confuse you where there is no worship. And Psalm 61 tells us to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God's given us the garment of praise, and we're to put it on. See, he's given it to us, but we have to put it on. You see, and we put it on through the word. And see, we're to begin to say, hey, praise looks good on me. And practice praising at home. Practice praising at home. So we maintain an attitude of praise. So no matter when the enemy show up, no matter what he's trying to do to you, or to your family, or to your children, you put on your garment of praise because it's been given to you. Last time I preached, I talked about righteousness, you see. And so when you understand righteousness, that you've been given the gift of righteousness, you will know you also been given that robe of a garment of praise, and you put it on too. And you don't have to go out and fight your battle, because that's what it said, Jehoshaphat. You don't need to fight in this battle, because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. And it's time for us to let the devil know we don't have to fight our battles. The Lord Jesus Christ has fought for us. We just go and pick up the spoil. We just go pick up. That's all we have to do. We're not in a fight with the devil. Jesus has fought that battle, won it for us. See, we're royalty. We call the reign, and we reign with our words. You don't have no king going out of no battle fighting it. Hallelujah. We call to reign. Reign in righteousness, reign in praise. Hallelujah.